Thank you so much. Today I'm going to try to discuss and unpack some of the drivers of intrinsic motivation for health workers in Malawi. We don't have any alarming disclosures. So a little bit about what I wanted to focus on today. I wanted to try to contextualize the concept of intrinsic motivation in the health system strengthening literature and beyond, talk a little bit about why I think there's been a resurgence of focus on intrinsic motivation as a measure, talk about our specific study goals and design in Malawi for the national study that I'll be talking about today, really try to go in depth in the time that we have about what are the drivers of intrinsic motivation in Malawi, how do we unpack this concept, and then try to conclude about whether or not intrinsic motivation really is a relevant concept today in health system strengthening efforts. So a little bit about intrinsic motivation as a concept. It's broad, and unlike some other public health concepts, I think it really spans across the health, psychology, business literature world. Also, even in popular culture, one of the best-selling business books on the New York Times bestseller list for the last few years was a book called Drive by Daniel Pink, which is really looking at the role of intrinsic motivators for motivating workforces writ large. When we talk about motivation in the work context, we look at those psychological processes that have direct implications for how an individual behaves in the workforce. And there's lots of different components. There's individual personality traits. Some people argue that there are certain individualized attributes which lead to higher levels of intrinsic motivation than others. There's value systems, culturally, religiously, at the family level, institutional values at a particular workplace or company, and then organizational systems and structures, and they all interplay for this intrinsic motivation broad concept. And there's been more and more attention to what are those attributes that foster an enabling environment for motivation. So really quickly, the validated components of intrinsic motivation in the literature are feeling of being good at your job, being able to successfully complete all the assigned tasks that a supervisor might give you, feeling of being proud of your job, your position at a health facility, feeling like you have opportunities for growth and development, and some theorists say faith is also a component and religiosity is a component of intrinsic motivation. Daniel Pink in the pop culture world talks about internal motivators like enjoyment of work, genuine achievement, and mastery of subject matter as being the most germane drivers of intrinsic motivation. And I think you can see that even though we're talking about a study in Malawi, these components of intrinsic motivation are very relevant worldwide for all types of workers. So why do I think there's been a resurgence of attention to intrinsic motivation? The concept was defined in 1964, it's been heavily studied, but there's been many recent calls to humanize health systems and bring back a focus on individual behavior within those six building blocks of health system strengthening. There's also been more of a focus on decentralizing health system strengthening efforts to the district or local level where human behavior becomes more important. And the World Health Organization assumes that improved motivation leads to better health outcomes and retention, but that linkage has not been rigorously evaluated if, in fact, that is true. There's also been more and more attention to PBI, which is performance-based incentives in health system strengthening. And some theorists ask the question, well, if performance-based incentives is about giving health workers financial incentives to complete a task, how does that interplay with intrinsic motivation? And are these extrinsic motivating schemes under PBI actually sustainable because they require extra, normally donor-funded subsidies? So moving on to what we did in Malawi, this was funded by USAID under the Health Systems 2020 project over a period of 2 years. We looked at three main research questions. We also actually looked at this question in Uganda, and we have some of the results from Uganda. There were quite a few similarities. But we wanted to compare the levels of intrinsic motivation, retention, and performance factors for health workers in the public sector and the faith-based sector and the for-profit sector. So really looking at, does the sector in which you work lead to differences in levels of intrinsic motivation? A really important research question for us was, how does satisfaction with financial compensation impact intrinsic motivation? Many people assume that health workers in sub-Saharan Africa are inherently dissatisfied with compensation because of the relative low levels of compensation, and that may or may not impact intrinsic motivation. And we wanted to look at what the drivers of intrinsic motivation were in these sectors, and from those results to look at how might intrinsic motivation be improved. So just very briefly, there's a lot of methodological concerns and limitations with studying motivation, but I think the one I want to focus on is that ultimately worker motivation is subjective and potentially unobservable. The measures for intrinsic motivation are validated, but inherently they're self-reported measures. It's very difficult for either an observer or using vignettes or using mystery clients or all the kinds of techniques we often use in international health research to get at validated and observed outcomes. It's very difficult to apply those to motivation. We all know about the Hawthorne effect, that in the developing world there's been lots of studies that show that people may answer questions to appeal to the sensitivities of data collectors and to try to please data collectors. And the literature suggests that that might be particularly acute when you're discussing compensation and financial issues. So that may come into play in studies about intrinsic motivation. So really quick overview of the methodology in Malawi. It's an equal probability systematic sample, and 602 health workers were interviewed across every health cadre from every district in Malawi in 163 health facilities. So this is the first national study of intrinsic motivation using a national representative sample in Malawi. We also looked at, and we won't have time to talk about this today, but we did interview 612 clients to see if there was an association between the levels of intrinsic motivation of health workers and the experiences of clients. We interviewed up to 4 health workers in each facility, allowing for a maximum of 640 health workers. So we did well in terms of response rate with 602, and we used both qualitative and quantitative data collection. So looking at the variables in the study methodology, the control variables are what you would expect for health workforce, about age and years in healthcare and years in current position. But we looked at financial incentives and we looked at non-financial incentives. Financial incentives had 3 components: adequacy of compensation, fairness of pay, and satisfaction with other benefits. And non-financial incentives looked at value, autonomy, job security, and then performance management and supportive supervision or support of a facility. From there, we derived motivation scores and we used a validated intrinsic motivation inventory scale. So I'm going to really gloss over the descriptive results. The multivariate results are more interesting. But one interesting point is that almost all health workers in this national sample identified as being religious, 98%, which is expected given how religion is a central facet of life in Malawi. There had been a lot of hypotheses from some people more anecdotally or qualitatively that religion may be one of the explanatory factors of why some health workers would perform at a more motivated level than others. But given that very high level of religiosity across the board, that probably needs to be explored more. In Malawi, starting in 2004, there was something called the EHRP, which is the Emergency Human Resources Program, and that was in response to Malawi's dire human resources for health shortages. What they did was the government of Malawi, primarily using donor funding, heavily recruited new health workers and incentivized people to join the profession by a 52% salary top-up. So I think that at the time of this study, people had been given a purely extrinsic financial incentive package without accompanying intrinsic motivators. So looking at the multivariate analyses, where we controlled for age and years in healthcare and the other demographic variables that we looked at, very, very interestingly, we saw, and this is highlighted in red and starred, those results that were significant, when we controlled for all variables about age and years in healthcare, that compensation had a statistically significant negative effect on intrinsic motivation. So what that means is that the more people said that they were satisfied with compensation, the lower the levels of intrinsic motivation were, and vice versa. The more highly motivated they were seen to be, the higher the satisfaction with compensation, so that the higher the dissatisfaction with compensation. So that was a very interesting relationship, that by raising satisfaction levels with compensation, we did not see a corresponding rise in intrinsic motivation levels. We saw that some of the big non-financial incentives were statistically associated with intrinsic motivation, like perceived value, autonomy, performance management, and support index. And this breaks out the performance management and support indicators, and in the back we go into this in more detail, but looking at which components of the performance management and support indicators are particularly statistically significant and associated with intrinsic motivation. And there we see access to information, resources, and particularly promotion and career advancement opportunities, supervisor support and challenges are the two most important components of performance management that was seen as associated with higher levels of intrinsic motivation. So what are the key messages? We know that there are many financial and non-financial factors that have been identified as contributing to the motivation or demotivation of health workers in sub-Saharan Africa. But what we saw from this nationally representative study is that its strong performance management and support system, as well as flexibility and autonomy in the workplace, that are the most important predictors of health worker motivation in Malawi. I will say that we saw very similar results in another nationally representative study in Uganda. Interestingly, compensation may actually demotivate staff in the health workforce. And what we're doing now, the next step of this analysis, because these compensation variables are self-reported, satisfaction with the adequacy of compensation, we're now able to link the data set, because we have 11 different health worker cadres included in the sample, we're able to link absolute levels of compensation based on that cadre at the time of the data collection to see if there's any differences when we take into account absolute compensation levels as opposed to self-reported adequacy of compensation. And we'll see if there are any differences. So just wanted to conclude where I started about whether or not intrinsic motivation really is a relevant concept for health system strengthening. I think that we're seeing that in the early era of performance-based incentive schemes, there was a heavy focus on extrinsic motivators. But now new research is showing that more emphasis on the reward and the value of hard work that comes about during a well-constructed PBI scheme can be more motivating than the actual monetary award that's attached to many of these schemes. We know that some ministries of health are trying to do sort of motivation schemes at the central or national level. That's very difficult to do because the more pertinent interactions are at the decentralized supervisor and facility levels. We know that there's a whole host of methodological issues about measuring motivation because it's entirely self-reported. So we're interested in seeing the field evolve into experimental studies that can get at the relationship between motivation and health outcomes. We assume that a more motivated health workforce yields better health outcomes, but we don't actually really know that. And we think that, you know, given the recent calls to humanize health system strengthening, I think it's a similar kind of call for human resources for health field, that there's a lot to be learned from experts in psychology, human behavior, business product activity experts to more humanize the field and take into lessons that we've learned in other workforce motivation systems. So thank you very much.